This is CliffCentral.com.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
Is this mic on? 1, 2, 3. Is this mic on? 1, 2, 3. I don't even know right now.
What?
I don't even know right now.
But
I don't have a frown. I don't have a
wake up, wake up, wake up.
Because I'm on the
wake up, wake up, wake up.
Because I'm on the
wake up, wake up, wake up.
Somebody come and say
wake up, wake up, wake up.
Somebody come and say hello. Do you know what we're doing now? We're giving people 2 ciphers in 1 episode. Can you believe we're giving people 2 ciphers in 1 episode? Anyway, welcome to The Worst Guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing. You are with Mark Mpuli and Riabeso Sesele,
the one and only.
And we are talking about the privileged life. You know, what would you do if you had privilege? You know, you're chilling in your car, you've got a bit of money, you're not rich, but the guy outside is obviously much richer or poorer than you are. Maybe he's richer in spirit.
Yeah.
You never know.
That like just like Bob Marley. Woo, sorry.
Yeah.
That just like Bob Marley was like when the interviewer asked him, "Are you rich? Do you have a lot of possessions?" If you're rich, you're only rich in possession. my I'm not rich in money. If you measure richness by money, you are never
rich. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I rich in spirituality.
100%. But we're trying to see what we do to give. We always Irie here on The Worst Guys. We're trying to see what we do to make it better, especially if you are in a privileged position. Yeah, baby. It's The Worst Guys.
Worst Guys.
Yeah. You got a burger?
Jeez. Or a heart attack there, and you've got a burger, and you've got like the whole meal. You got a burger, and you got the chips, right? Mm. And he just asks you, yeah, dog, something to eat, dog.
Yeah.
You know, you're telling me you know you can't, you know you can just give him the chips maybe and have your burger, but you swing.
Yeah.
You face forward and you're like, nah, B, I ain't got nothing for
you. So privilege is basically being at the robot, having more than the hobo, and saying to him, I've got nothing.
Yes.
But isn't that just because
I'm not saying that that's what privilege is. I'm saying the way people know about what's going on out there, but just don't do anything about it. When they know, okay, I could give a helping hand here.
Yeah.
But I could also just choose not to, like everybody else. Everybody wants to follow the status quo.
All right. So if you were privileged, why would you care? Why would you care? Now we want the land, right? Or we want to be in the position that privileged people are in, where we can all share the world's wealth. Why would you give that up? Knowing that you have it, why would you risk losing it? Do you think they'll lose it in its entirety? Is that the fear?
I feel like the fear is the reverse being done.
Oh, so they're afraid that non-privileged people or underprivileged people still want revenge?
Yes. Not too many privileged people know that, you know what? We're so done. We really just want equality, guys. Like,
yeah.
Honestly speaking.
And everybody is...
And the more you delay it, the more it's going to turn into, I look, we're going to get this equality, but now, look, we're going to make... You're going to learn.
Yeah.
Now you're going
to
learn.
That's what I'm saying. I'm scheming that it's something that has to happen, right?
No, it doesn't.
What? Equality? The land redistribution.
I thought you were talking about the violence.
No. No, hell no. All love.
Hell no, we won't go.
I'd rather march with the cockroaches than be violent.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying the land redistribution or the fact that we need to live and reap the benefits of the land that we work. You know, that has to happen. And what I'm afraid of is that when I was doing the show and I was asking black people, how are we going to get this land back? Do you believe that we're going to get it back? People said they weren't willing to fight for it. People said...
You see, Twitter, what you call it?
To the social justice warriors, yes. The virtue signalers. Everybody's like, land.
That's the
Let's
thing.
Go march.
You see, that's the thing.
I have an exam.
And then you want to post about this and land expropriate that and y'all know black this and then when it's actually time to action, you sit down and you wait for somebody to make the first move.
I hear you.
Who was that homie that was like, yeah, be the change you want to see? Was it Gandhism?
Yeah, probably Gandhism.
Gandhism.
It was probably Gandhism.
You see what I'm saying? But like, no, but nobody wants to. You sounding your voice over social media.
Yeah.
To seem like you're woke.
Yeah.
And this thing of wokeness, it's taking it too far.
Yeah, well, anyway, if you've just joined us, you're listening to The Worst Guys. It's Ria Vesesele and Markham Julie here on the day that you are listening to it, baby. Thank you so much for listening. We are talking about privilege. What would you do if you were privileged? And we've had so many variations of discussion. And we want people to engage with us. Please, please do. If you're on the Twitter streets, hit us up at @the_worstguys. Or if you are on Instagram, hit us up at @the_worstguys, one word. As well as Facebook, just The Worst Guys. Yeah. Privilege. What would you do if you were in a privileged position? Because a lot of people are talking out here and nobody's actually doing anything. But it is something that we have to engage with. What else would you do? You would invest in business, black business?
I'd invest in black business. I would... Wait, what would you do? It's like, it seems like you think I'm Sway. I ain't got the answer, Sway.
I ain't got the answer, Sway. Okay, what would I do?
You see,
firstly, I would go to black areas and firstly try and live that experience in some way. I would take taxis for like a week. I think that's the easiest way to get connected to the majority of the working class in this country, is by taking taxis, figuring out those kinds of routes. That's what I think needs to happen, an understanding of the lifestyle and how different it is. You know, for me, my life is a complete paradox because one side is so incredibly amazing and the other side is like so downtrodden and poor, and it's weird to me that we can't all live on one side, you know. So the fact that I am aware of that makes me know that privileged people are also aware of that. And it's just a thing of, I don't have to if I'm living good. And a part of me understands that because I ain't giving out my money to hobos every day. Even though if I have a loose one, a loose two, I know maybe that two is going to come in. Like, I'm going to need it tomorrow, maybe Thursday, but this nigga needs it now. He's hungry now. But this, why is it that I'm not willing to give it to him knowing right now in my face this brother man is hungry? You know? And I think that's a human condition. I think that's a human problem that we need to address in terms of how we think about other people in general. Because we've got this survival of the fittest mentality. We've got this idea that you just have to, you know, destroy and be the biggest, baddest motherfucker there is, which is, I don't know, that's where competition comes in, and I also think that's human. So that,
yeah,
also makes
it a little
bit... Yeah,
but there's healthy competition, and there's like...
not giving a shit.
Yeah, not giving a shit.
Yeah. I hear you. So, now to get to that root of the problem, of privileged people actually going back and giving... Other than living amongst people who are of lower classes, just not for long. We know Wi-Fi is nice. We know you love your electric blanket. Cool. I'm not saying throw away that life, but I'm just saying understand. I don't even know why, but a lot of people shame those who try to understand. I don't know if you remember the CEO sleepout that actually Cliff Central took part in. I think it was 2017 or 2016. And a bunch of CEOs went and slept on the Nelson Mandela Bridge just to experience what it was like for those hobos in those streets. And I thought that was quite a noble thing to do. I mean, how many people have slept outside? Like, especially in the winter. Like, it's thick cold, bruh. These days, it's hella cold.
I remember the times back in Bloemfontein during the cancer relay walk. And we slept in Mimosa Mall, like on the concrete in the parking lot. I was like, oh, this is so buck.
Yes, that's mood. Weren't you supposed to be walking that whole time? Was it a,
who am I? Who am I?
You're always guy.
Yes, yes. I was doing my part in a different way.
Yeah, you're still there. Yeah. Okay, so you see, they got a lot of backlash on the social media streets. They were told that you'll never know what it's really like.
That same guy, you know, that's saying you'll never know what it's really like has probably slept in, you know, fine cotton linen his whole life.
Yeah,
he
needs
to shut the fuck up.
Exactly. So now, that's the first step. And the next step is now physical investment or relinquishment. I genuinely don't believe that white people, privileged people, I don't want to use the word, I don't want to attach privilege to race because there are privileged people who are not white. So I don't think privileged people are going to give it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you give your property away, bruh? It's yours, and in their eyes, they worked so hard for it. Which, granted, they did, but the fact is, black people, or underprivileged people, have to work twice as hard to get half of what y'all get. So anyway, what is that physical investment? Because if I have two properties, if Julius comes knocking on my door asking for one, in fact, let's not even say Julius because the ANC is about it now. Uncle Cyril comes through.
Your own president.
Yeah, your own Nick.
Your own president.
Hook me up.
Look,
are you relinquishing that land? Are you saying, oh, you know what? You know what, Cyril? mate, I totally understand. I totally get it.
Can I tell you what it is? It's attachment problems as well.
Yeah.
We're far too attached to a lot of material goods. You know what I'm saying? And we feel as though those material goods are the things that really give us power. When they're not. When they're not. Relationships with other people give you more power than any, like,
physical thing could.
Exactly.
I've always had the theory that if it's instant, it doesn't matter. You know, the things that matter are the things that are nurtured, that are grown from nothing, that become something. And that's why I think as a generation, we need to start thinking about planting our own foods again, because the systems in which we produce food are, you know, they have so many bad effects on us as humans and our health, as well as the environment, you know. We've lost that ability to understand that things take time in order to have value. You know, so that's something that I think we are struggling with as a society in terms of realizing that we fucked up.
Hey man, too much. Like,
and now going back is like it's hard, man. Is it almost too late? I don't think it is. I think that the mentality shift needs to happen like immediately, but I don't think it's too late. I think we can still have equality in our lifetime, within the next 30 or 50 years.
See, that's what I'm saying as well. And if not 100%, it'll be better than it is now.
Yeah, it'll never be 100%. Look, there's always going to be stray people and anomalies and some people who are just off, who just like to do crime and just like to be bad.
I like a crime. I say, I finish up now.
You will see their blood. So, like, that will always be a real thing, but I think we can get like up to 90% of people living good, 90% living a quality life where they don't have to worry about food and they don't have to worry about survival. That's one thing I think should be eradicated from human society, worrying about survival when we've got everything.
You see this cash in transit heist that's been happening so ever so often, you know what I'm saying? Like, reports have it that the police are working with the guys who are driving the SPV vans, who are working with the criminals. So, like, it's a whole syndicate, obviously. Why? Then you go deeper, you find out those guys aren't getting enough guaps in their life, you know.
And it's all money.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, but they're moving such large amounts that they've never seen in their lives. Other people. For privileged people.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And then, now they're saying, what they're going to do is to actually raise the salary from like a basic 11 to now 20. That's
of those guys.
Yes.
Hectic. All right. I don't know if that's going to work. But because like
exactly,
more
needs to be done. You can't just, that's like buying somebody over.
Do you think it's because people see how rich their employers are or how well off they are and think that they deserve some of that?
Think about
yeah,
it might be.
But why? Because the employer created that scenario to begin with. You had no rights, you know what I mean? Like, your work is for the employer, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Not necessarily your work, because if you were if it was your work, you'd be an employer. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. We are suffering from the syndrome, or let me not say we, underprivileged people are suffering from the syndrome in the sense that we say we it should be given to us because we see it there, but we don't necessarily have the will or the power to go for it. You know, we're talking about the social justice warriors and him, and like just being like, fuck that, we're sitting here and you're not taking. Actually, the Cape, in Cape Town, they did that. The I forgot what street it was. You know those colorful houses? I think it's Boerkop in Cape Town. They occupied Boerkop because they were anti-gentrification, which was pretty awesome to me. They literally sat down all day, had meals in the streets as a protest, which is a really cool, peaceful protest. But now the rest of this land, if it's not land without land expropriation without compensation, right? How do we redistribute it? Because I think like we sidetracked a little bit in terms of the physical element of what privileged people need to do.
Invest in black businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned
living a black life or experiencing all of that life for a time, not even a week, dog. Like, yeah, but a week is good. I think you'd understand more if you took a week of just taxis. Like, say, no Uber today, no car this week. I'm just taking taxis. And what else? Because I genuinely, I don't believe in the idea that we can knock on their door and be like, give me your property.
Mm.
Not like that. So now, but the land is a problem. So now if I was a privileged person chilling on my plot and I understood the plight of our country and that we all need to come together, what would my next step be? That's where I want you to imagine yourself. That's what I want.
Help uplift that specific community.
Ah, there we go. There we go. There we go. Ding, 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 ding.
There's a lot of you know, corporates that can do more.
Mm,
honestly.
Mm, mm.
These Red Cross niggas ain't doing shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long? Mm. How long now? Okay, yeah, you see them doing their pieces out here, but like, my guy.
No, let's just say they're not, we don't see how much of a difference they're making, because yes. I hate to tell good people that they're not doing shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's what something. I'm saying.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
are
yeah.
doing something, but like, hey, my guy.
Mm.
So, there are community initiatives that are out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is the access to sanitary pads for females in the hood still an issue in 2018.
That should be easily solved, right?
Why doesn't that actual company that manufactures and distributes them, give me, for example, I don't know these brands, though.
Lillette,
yeah. Why doesn't Lillette just say, hey?
Yeah, yeah,
here's
yeah.
fucking
thousands of them. Yeah. Those cups that work actually way better. There's a cup that you use that you just dip the thing out and you can reuse it and you keep it inside you. It's actually way more efficient than tampons or pads.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Look at that.
I know.
shout out. Been chowing this privilege.
So you know what I'm saying? That's an initiative that they can take. For example.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
I think the idea of investing in your own people is ideal. So like building an institution of learning of some sort. Let me not say a school, but building an institution of learning like how to farm. You know, because the argument is like, yo, black people want the land, but what are you gonna do when you get it if you don't know how to farm?
Teach us
the skills that you deprived us of for 400 years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, it's also that and directly giving food. I think we underestimate food. Like, just people having enough to eat.
Mm.
Niggas are out here hungry, literally hungry.
Denzel Washington,
mm-hmm.
American Gangster.
Mm, mm, mm.
When he, every Thanksgiving, he would ride around the streets of, what was it, Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or the Bronx or something, and then open up the back of the van and just dish out turkeys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole community.
Yeah,
something
so
like that.
So I saw something at Pick and Pay, which was pretty cool. It was like a basket of fruit and vegetables, and like kids under 12 can take for free. That time they don't know I'm hella hungry. I'm like, yo, dog, I'm not 12, but can I get a banana?
I can be 12 right now.
I can be 12 right now if you want, dog.
Yo, what's up, yo? Can I get a banana? That's like a titty, bitch.
You know, but that was something so cool for me to see, because I'd never seen something like that before. You know, I'd never seen something like that where we're just giving food out for free.
Do you see? And I can tell you now, that was an initiative thought of by a privileged person working at Pick and Pay.
You know, so like, they do see the need.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
And you
right.
know you've got an excess of stuff. Like, for example, who's this now? Where is this place? Bread and Basket. Is it Bread and Basket? I'm not too sure. I think it's Bread and Basket or Woolworths. It's actually Woolworths, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
All of the baked goods that aren't sold at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Gathered, donated.
Oh, cool, cool. At the end of the day, each day.
Yes,
that's
they
cool.
Bake, they do their shit fresh.
So more businesses should be doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, I get it. So, reinvest in your community. I think that's the answer that we've come to for now. Because this is a long journey. This is a very big deal that we don't necessarily have the answers to. Like I told you, I was at the show asking these homies what it is they would do. And nobody had the answers. Nobody knew what to say in terms of actually getting it back.
Oh,
they were too scared to say?
Yes. Yes.
What do you think their answer would have been to go and fight?
Can I be frank with you? Like, people know how to help. They don't want to be the only one. Some people don't want to be that outlier that sticks out like a sore thumb and is helping out the poor. For example, you know, when back in high school, you saw somebody getting bullied.
Yeah.
You could have been that guy that stopped
wow.
that whole situation. But what happened? You were there with your cell phone. Oh, world star!
Wow, striking chords out here. So we all have a responsibility.
Everybody has a role to play.
Mm.
You either adding wood to this fire, or you're part of the firefighting team that's trying to put this fire out.
Okay, the only argument I could ever think of against this is individual capacity.
Two?
Your ability to make something out of nothing. So now, we shouldn't be focused on getting it back. We should be focused on going to get it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that's the only thing from the other side where I'd say, okay, while we speak about it and while we fight, do something.
Exactly. You
physical
remember?
To get forward, because then we all have our own
role.
Yeah, and an individual capacity to do. Yeah.
Because, like, you see, us at the bottom, who feel like we don't necessarily have the capacity to do the bigger things to impact, all right, can do the smaller things. While the big guys can handle those things where they have more influence. Do you get what I'm saying? Remember that motivational speech that Will Smith was talking about, where he was like, his father broke down the front wall of the shop. And then told Will Smith and his brother to build that wall back up. And then Will Smith is like, you don't just wake up in the morning and set yourself out to build this great wall. We can't just wake up and think, let's get this land now.
Yeah.
He says, he obviously worked on the foundation. And he's like, after that, he laid every single brick as perfectly as possible. He took one, laid it as perfectly as possible as he could. And then he moved on to the next. And he did the same thing consistently. And what did he find at the end of the day? He's got this great wall without... When you look back and you're like, shit, I didn't even know that this wall was erected. That's what we need to do. We need to do the small
things. We got so caught up in building it that we didn't realize that it's got a roof and a chandelier.
Exactly.
And yeah. I see what you're saying.
We're so focused on getting in these meters when we should be focused on the millimeters.
Yeah.
Because they count as well.
Mm-mm. So if you want the land back... Firstly, tell me what you're doing to get it, and then we can have a discussion. But for now, we are going to get into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know us, we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. All right. Well, the funniest story for me, I think, is I was reading the news that the police station got held up by knife point.
It was like our
at knife point, and they came out with AK-47s and R-15 rifles. Doug, how do you go into a police station with a butter knife and come out with an AK-47? That's some gangster shit. I have to give respect to the person who did it, because imagine the balls it took to do that.
That person that did it is actually the equivalent of Trump being in office. He's forcing this conversation to be had. What the hell is going on with SEPs?
Oh, yeah. They had no surveillance cameras. How can you not have a surveillance camera in a police station? Like, that's so important when people are coming in and reporting crimes. You know, things happen on the fly. Let me run to the police and see what that type of stuff can be used for evidence. You know, if like a woman gets raped, or, you know, somebody gets violently attacked and he runs into a police station. That footage is useful.
It's a make or break situation.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you go and address the situation with them, or the lieutenant, or the chief, or whatnot, we are looking into it.
Yeah. So what are they actually doing? I think our policemen are scared. That's the God honest truth, because our criminals are just better than them.
Not even the criminals of these days. Yeah. Like, remember what we were talking about? There's people in power, these gangsters and these godfathers.
The underworld.
The underworld is real. It's hella
and
real.
I think we just see it surfacing like in cash and transit heists and stuff like that. We're like, oh shit, a heist. Then we carry on to our normal lives. And then, a bomb.
Have you ever thought about Julius Malema breaking away from the ANC? Where he got all of that funding from? Where?
The underworld. Like, if you ever watched
Who's backing Juju?
Yeah.
Juju's a puppet. I want to know who's backing Juju.
Who got Juju's money? Who's got Juju's money? We want to know.
And I know it's got to be Juju.
Dude, the role of Jewish people in South Africa, I never thought was as big as it is. Dude, these Jewish people are out here. Ever since I started working for Buzz, every single kids party that I went to, Jewish family, boots lots of cake and sweets. Yes, sir.
And they know the law.
Yo. They know it's bug.
Just like Indian people know a discount. Yo, Jews know the law.
Yeah.
Like, Juju right now is like Rick Ross.
Only fat nigga in a sauna with Jews. Yeah, only fat nigga in a sauna with Jews. Yeah. 100%. So yeah, the underworld, I think, is a real thing, because if you look at like political shows and stuff, like I used to love watching House of Cards, as well as Homeland, and what's this one that the guy from Frasier was in? Boss. The politicians are always connected to the underworld, because they obviously have a role to play in how societies run. So they're like, yo, dog, I've got this thing. We're running drugs. No matter what you do, we're going to run drugs. So are you working with us or not?
Dude.
Now the politician has to make a decision. Yeah. And even me as a politician, I'll be like, damn, dog, I can see that this thing is happening regardless of me. Let's see what I can get out of it. You know what I mean?
Dude, you know where I work, dog.
Yeah.
I work at, you know,
Where the rich people be.
Central.
You know
Cliff Central is the podcast central of Africa.
Yeah, this is where the intelligent people be.
You know, I work at where all of the money, the central.
You know what I'm saying?
So, when I see high-profile politicians come into the store, and I see these gangsters that are known gangsters.
Known gangsters.
You know? And when I see these people communicating, I'm like, dog, what? For what reason are you two communicating?
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Like, honestly speaking, y'all have no business communicating, because you guys are on two different sides of the law.
But
to me, it seems like, you know what? You're actually on the same side of the law.
And I think that's what people who are higher in society start to see, is the dark and the bright side of the world, and how they actually work in conjunction with one another. And it's actually quite symbiotic, if you ask me. It's similar to a human being, where we choose the light, hopefully, and It doesn't mean the dark doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean the darkness can't be fed into. Mm. You decide what you're feeding into. And I think it's similar for our entire society.
It's like there are some bad guys that are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, like every Tony Montana.
Yeah. Every bad guy has a beating heart.
Exactly.
What I'm saying.
Conscious.
Yeah. Like, and I think the same goes to our society. We all have a beating heart, but we're feeding the negative side of it because of the negativity that we've received. You know, the extent to which life is so difficult, the extent to which it's so violent.
Everybody want to point a finger at a bad man.
Yeah, yeah. So say goodnight to the bad guy. It's the last bad guy you'll see like this ever again.
And that's why I want to know who's backing Juju, because that guy deserves a mother
applause. Yeah, yeah, for what he's done in a short space of time. What a G. Okay, so next story. Donald Trump is now hanging out. He's chilling, boy. Yeah. He's chilling. You know,
like, I told you earlier, these niggas is the future. You know, basically, they trolled us.
They trolled
the world. Shout out to Donald Trump. The whole time, he's like, he's busy WhatsApping Kim Jong-un. He's not even WhatsApping. He's probably using their own, you know, a messenger so that nobody can try. Hey, Kim.
Yo,
let's fuck around with these niggas. I'm a double dare you to bomb me. Then I'm gonna say I'm gonna bomb the shit out of you,
and I'm gonna call you some piece of shit.
You know, and then we're gonna drag the world, dog.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
And now they're out chilling, dog. They're hanging out together. And
they're not dumb. They knew if those nukes went off, like, they were also dying. So, like, it was either they on some kamikaze trip or what?
Man, to be honest with you, okay, so this is what was happening. The Shanghai stocks... Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump signed a comprehensive deal at the summit, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump leave following signing a ceremony during their historic U.S.-North Korea summit at the Capella Hotel on Sentosa Island in Singapore. So on June 12, 2018... That's what happened. Shanghai stocks recovered from early losses to end higher on Tuesday as sentiment improved after U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un signed a comprehensive deal aid at the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Okay, so now they're telling us that nuclear war is over, which is... Do you believe them? I think I believe it. I don't think Donald Trump wants to fuck the world up, like, in terms of bombing it and shit. You know, like, we... He does have some sort of brain. I don't think you can
my guy
be in a position to host something like America, what's that, The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Which was a good show. I love that show. Just shout out.
When it was Trump doing it,
it was the bomb. So that's some sort of intelligence. Running businesses is difficult. Getting elected as the leader of the free world takes intelligence. Your scope of intelligence is limited because you don't understand that Trump appealed to people. He was still voted into. And even if there was rigging by the Russians or whatever, if he orchestrated that, he's smart. Do you know what I mean? He won. And just like Sergio Ramos, just like Sergio Ramos, Liverpool can cry about Mo Salah for the rest of their lives. What is it gonna say? Won 2018 European Champions League. Real Madrid. History doesn't remember excuses. So we've got to see that we are not all in the know about what's happening above us. Mm. And it's kind of scary to me, honestly. But, I mean, what are we going to do, right? What are we going to do? But I'm glad to see that they ain't beefing, man. Because I was scared. For a while there, so I was like, shit, could this guy really do it?
No.
But I think the narrative also that is pushed by people who don't like Trump is that he's this... evil guy who's bound to destroy the world. And I genuinely don't believe that. I don't think he's that person. Anyway, that's all the news stories that we have for you today. Well, that have caught our attention, or that are at least interesting. Nkwebani fucking calling in Zilla for her racist tweets is just ridiculous. Nkwebani makes some ridiculous, like, judgments, you know. When she herself is in a lot of trouble, not pitching up to conferences where there's an inquiry into her own personal behavior and her links with Zuma. So yeah, Mkhwebane must go. That's the new one. She's not a good public prosecutor, I don't think. She's not healthy for the country because she's no Thuli. Obviously, you can't beat a Thuli Madonsela, but I don't think her interests lie in our people. And that's what we want. Anyway, so we've been talking today about being privileged and what would you do if you were in that position. And just because we do genuinely believe it's such an important conversation, here is what we have come out with. Because bear in mind, this is our first time engaging in this material in this way. So, invest in black business. Check. Experience black or lower class lives, i.e. taking taxis, etc. Check. And lastly, give back to your own community.
Ding, 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 ding.
Give back to the nearest people around you that you can see are struggling or suffering. Whether it's food, whether it's education, a learning institution. Guys, it doesn't have to be a school. Just a place with 5 computers and Wi-Fi. Dog, 5 computers and just pay the Wi-Fi bill and the rent. We're That's talking obviously thing. If you're privileged and you can afford it, you know.
That's another thing. If you can holler at a family with some internet connection,
whew, dog, you're done.
That's like teaching them how to fish for themselves.
Because from
there, they just know. Oh, who needs the Bitcoin?
Yeah,
no, don't invest.
No, that's exactly the teach somebody how to fish analogy right there. So. We don't want to just give people things.
Access to knowledge.
Yeah, give them access to knowledge and the understanding that they can do it themselves. Mm. Obviously, because of the underprivileged, we are boosting just because, you know, we need to level the playing field. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's the conversation that we've had. If you've enjoyed it, please share with your peeps and your homies around you in your circles, man. We're trying to get to the solution because we do see the disparity and we do feel like we are the ones who can change it. All right. Anyway, you have been listening to The Worst Guys. We are wrapping up with The Worst Guys Cypher. Please don't forget, we've got a comedy show tomorrow like we have every Thursday, except for last week because we are out there living the best life in Zimbabwe. You know how influencers be. So I want you guys to come to our show tomorrow night in 4 Ways, Giovanni's Panevino. It's epic. On the lineup, we have Simba the Comic King, Cry Dutoy the One-Liner King, and new to the stage at Giovanni's Panavino, and also your headliner, Mboom Songelwa. So please come through. I'll be your host, Mark Mzuli. Ria Betts will also be there, probably hop on for a young 10 or so. So please come through. It's $50 that gets you in.
Whoa. Bob, you see when people put pressure on you now.
I'm just saying if you want, I'm saying he's there. Or maybe you can just go there and take pictures with the homie flexing his bicep, because you know that's gonna get you the most likes you ever got on your Instagram. So please come through to the show. Much love, y'all. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Share it with all the people that you love and spread it, you know. But here we're about to go in with The Worst Guy Cypher. You know how we be. Make a song right on the spot. Every single time, baby. Every single time.
Okay. It's been a wonderful show.
Yeah.
And everybody knows if we work together, we can all grow. Okay. So this is what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey. Take my hand. I take your hand. And understand. Fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Hey. We can all make a difference. Yeah. Take my hand. I'll take your hand. Understand. Fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Hey. I said, make a difference, make a difference.
Make a difference, the life we switching, because it's not the one we should be living. I wanna be free, man, I wanna be happy. I don't wanna struggle every day for a meal. I'm just trying to get what my parents didn't give me, because they didn't get the opportunity.
Hey.
Living in apartheid, man, they felt hate. And it feels like the cycle continues these days, so I'm trying to stop it. Everybody, we gotta crop it out of our lives. We don't despise each other, man. We are alive and we love each other too. What should we do? Come together, my dude. Let's celebrate our lives. This place is really nice. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, God has spice. He's a salt bay, and I'm here every day, and I'm thankful for it. So that's why I pray.
Hey. Take my hand. I take your hand. understand, fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Hey, so we can all make a difference. Hey, hey, take my hand, I take your hand. Understand, fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Hey, so we can all make a difference. Yeah, yeah. Start with the small things, the little bad thing. Put that away, love your main thing. Comprehend, she's the one who's trying to give you L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E will soon bring us to our destiny of a brighter future for me, for you, and little mister over there who's shedding a tear cause he has no clothes to wear and no food in his belly. Ooh. Hey, but you living in Bel Air or something similar to it. Stop yeah. it, why don't you just give up on it? I mean, not all. All of it, you can so sometimes you could just mix it up all in a pot, make some soup. What's the use? Just give it to the people on the street. Hey, the people on the street also need some meat, they need the protein. G A. Take my hand, I take your hand. Understand, fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Hey, so we can all make a difference. Yeah. Yeah, that's take my hand, I'll take your hand. Understand, what? Fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Hey, so we can all make a difference.
Hey,
if you had some privilege, what would you do?
I would go and take a taxi, short left my dude.
Hey, if you had a chance, would you comprehend?
I would always give them back, cause I love my friends.
Hey, if you had some money, would it be funny?
Oh no, I'll be taking it serious like Trump, G.
Too much food, what would you do, my bro?
I would share it to the people at the group.
Hey, take my hand, I'll take your hand.
Yes.
Understand, fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Say we can all make a difference. Take my hand, I'll take your hand. Understand, fucking comprehend. We can all make a difference. Say we can all make a difference. Yeah.
Think about the life, think about the privilege. What are you doing? Are you
fucking willing to change it? We can all make a difference. Say we can all make a difference.
I mean, look at your life, look at the strife, look over to your left and see your wife.
We can all make a difference. So we can all make a difference.
Yeah! It's the Worst Guy Cypher, baby.
And we are worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.